Wei Wuxian's Secret, written by Xlos, read by CC Rambles. This is an untamed fanfic containing the pairing of Lan Wanxi Wei Wuxian and is rated T. Wei Wuxian was surprised that anyone wanted to buy their radishes at all. The vegetables were, like their farmers, somewhat haggard and scary looking at present. After that shocker, the fact that their prospective customer had come to the very edge of the burial mounds and was waiting to catch them going to the market was almost unremarkable. The prospective customer was humbly dressed, he seemed determined, and he wanted the entire wheelbarrow, or rather the contents thereof. He had promised to subsequently return the wheelbarrow. Clearly he needed the lot, and the burial mound's finest were the lot he could afford. "Why?" asked Wei Wuxian, who no one has ever called incurious. "Do you want them?" "Why do you care?" the blushing man countered, which was fair enough, if a bit Tian Cheng-esque. Wei Wuxian figured this man, too, must have a brother he sometimes found highly irritating. Wei Wuxian arched an eyebrow at the radish fancier and waited. He called this one the Lan Wanxi Special. Predictably, after only a few seconds, the man began to look chagrined. "They're aphrodisiacs, aren't they?" he muttered. "I'm only just married. I want her to be happy." Wei Wuxian felt himself softening. The man before them was roughly he and Wen Ning's own age, if not a little younger. "And she's not, I take it?" The man gave the feared, yielding patriarch a vicious glare, and Wei Wuxian held up his hands. All right, I just feel there might be a better solution to issues of this sensitive nature than stuffing your no doubt lovely bride full of radishes. Like, surely a carrot or something?" Wei Wuxian didn't really know much about this aspect of female experience.
"Artie,"
Wen Ning reminded him quietly.
"Tiancha,"
Wei Wuxian said, clapping the ever-reliable Wen Ning on the back.
"She'll know what to do. She usually does. Come along, young master. You're in luck. We've got the most competent doctor in the Middle Kingdom in our company. And as for discreet, who'd talk to us?"
Wen Ning took the radishes to town on his own, while Wei Wuxian turned around and walked back to the demon-subduing palace. In his experience, just expecting people to follow you often worked better than trying to convince them to. Wen Qing, who they found at work in the scanty garden, listened to the man's quiet description of his problems while tilling. She offered him a prescription, and then took his money and his ardent thanks for it. She was calm and professional, and their visitor praised her profusely while Wei Wuxian walked him back to the gate. It probably didn't hurt that she was beautiful, Wei Wuxian supposed. This fellow was nearly married, not nearly blind.
"I," Wei Wuxian announced Wen Qing upon his return, "have had a vision, Qing Qiu."
She greeted this announcement with a deep sigh reminiscent of the sound an animal made directly before skulking away to die.
"Not again." "Yes, again," Wei Wuxian nodded, taking her shoulders in his.
She was sitting down, ripping the bitter but edible leaves off vegetables they'd lay in for winter.
"You have unparalleled medical expertise."
"I'm aware," Wen Qing said flatly.
"Whereas I..." "Please stop rolling your eyes, it's really deflating, Tiancha. As I was saying, I have some revolutionary ideas regarding talisman development, if I do say so myself."
"And you do," she gave him. "Very frequently."
"Hurtful, Tiancha. Now, we mutually have the care of a few score people who need to eat this winter. Do you suppose that many husbands suffer from impotence, like that young man you have eating ginseng with every meal and meditating so he's less nervous? What about unwanted conception? Or wanted, but frustratingly difficult conception?"
Wen Qing put down her greens.
"You're serious, aren't you? There are already doctors, whole embarrassing, expensive doctor's visits," Wei Wuxian agreed. "Just for a little, everyday opinion like that, when the whole thing could be circumnavigated. Who needs a great sect to visit when you've a raised threshold to keep out hopping ghosts and some painted wards against low-level demons? Only people with more severe or persistent problems would need take up a physician's time." A cultivator can tell whether a girl's pregnant with a simple chi circulation weeks before an herbalist could do the same by feeding you an herb and seeing what color your urine turns, Wen Qing admitted. Could you make a talisman that would circulate qi and then show the result? Wei Wuxian shrugged. Tell me what the circulation establishes and we'll see. Wen Qing was dubious, right up until their stacks of lubrication and sexual disease prevention talismans sold out 2 solid weeks in a row. What other visions did you have? She asked Wei Wuxian. When Tian Wanyun visited, Wei Wuxian kept rather quiet about their improved state of matters. Aiyuan was wearing a smart set of new robes, which Tian Wanyun thankfully didn't think to question. Wei Wuxian had cracked Yiling's brothel market, spending whole afternoons assiduously charming various madams, providing a few free samples and listening to customer feedback and requests, and there had been little presents all round to celebrate. By the time Lan Wan-ti visited, the place wasn't plated in gold or anything, but it certainly looked far sharper than could have been expected. Lan Wan-ti, who had seen the Wen remnants at their lowest, looked round with shock. He felt rather foolish for having brought Chun Kun pouches full of staple goods that he'd carefully smuggled out of the Lan larders. The offer of them seemed to touch Wen Qing nonetheless. Lan Wan-ti supposed that in showing understandably cagey people that they were not friendless in the world, the goods had still served a purpose. Wei Ying? Lan Wan-ti asked, somewhat trepidatious. What did you do? Nothing personally, Wei Wuxian said with a grin. But I've certainly enabled others, you know, served the common people, gone where the action is, as it were, all very your sort of thing. Lan Wan-ti now gave him the Lan Wan-ti special. It was even more effective, direct from the source. Wei Wuxian pouted about how Lan Wan-ti wasn't fun anymore, and then gave up the game. Did you know, and I asked this rhetorically because almost no one knew, and if anyone did, it would not have been you, that there's just a vast market for talismans that make dildos vibrate or self-thrust, empathy field strap-ons, a lube from nowhere spell with a clean-me-up-after kicker, Wen Ting's patented erectile dysfunction cure? Lan Wan-ti took all this in, then offered a slow nod of acceptance. Of course, this was what Wei Wuxian had gotten up to after running away from society with a handful of wrongly persecuted war refugees, revolutionizing the sex trade. Naturally. It's tough to make these when you've never had sex yourself, Wei Wuxian confided. After that incident with the fucking machine that would not stop, we now do rigorous testing. Wei Wuxian continued blithely on, despite Lan Wan-ti's having involuntarily made a squawk like a spanked goose. But still, maybe I should actually have some sex to really, I don't know, grasp the market. Not with Qingche, though. Too weird. Wei Wuxian's expression was one of deep contemplation. Lan Wan-ti grabbed his arm and proceeded to vigorously volunteer, fighting off Wei Wuxian's protestations that this was too much assistance to be expected of Han Guantun. In the morning, Lan Wan-ti clarified Lan's stance on monogamy and sex before marriage. The former was necessary and the latter was strictly forbidden, which made it very convenient that they had, technically, already gotten married several years ago. The end. Reader's note. Is this where I mentioned that I didn't realize until the author said so in a comment that the young man at the beginning wanted to eat the radishes as part of, like, the marital aid? My mind had been in a completely different track. Not gonna lie.